Blackstone Audio presents Making Toast by Roger Rosenblatt. For Amy. The trick when foraging for a tooth lost in coffee grounds is not to be misled by the clumps. The only way to be sure is to rub each clump between your thumb and index finger, which makes a mess of your hands. For some 20 minutes this morning, Ginny and I have been hunting in the kitchen trash can for the top front left tooth of our 7-year-old granddaughter, Jessica. Loose for days but not yet dislodged, the tooth finally dropped into a bowl of Apple Jacks. I wrapped it for safekeeping in a paper napkin and put it on the kitchen counter, but it was mistaken for trash by LaGaia, Bubby's nanny. Bubby's, James, is 20 months and the youngest of our daughter Amy's 3 children. Sammy, who is 5, is uninterested in the tooth search, and Jesse is unaware of it. We hope to find the tooth so that Jesse won't worry about the tooth fairy not showing up. This sort of activity has constituted our life since Amy died on December 8, 2007, at 2:30 p.m. 6 months ago. Today is June 9, 2008. The day of her death, Ginny and I drove from our home in Quag on the south shore of Long Island to Bethesda, Maryland, where Amy and her husband Harris lived. With Harris's encouragement, we have been there ever since. "How long are you staying?" Jesse asked the next morning. "Forever," I said. Amy Elizabeth Rosenblatt Solomon, 38 years old, pediatrician, wife of hand surgeon Harrison Solomon and mother of 3, collapsed on her treadmill in the downstairs playroom at home. Jesse and Sammy discovered her, our oldest son Carl told us on the phone. Carl lives in Fairfax, Virginia.